Broadcasting around the province of British Columbia and on the Chorus Radio Network. This is The Bill Good Show. Now, here is Bill Good.
Should pesticides be banned? Catherine Seeley is manager of public issues with the Canadian Cancer Society, BC Yukon. We're also going to be talking with Lauren Hepworth, president of Crop Life Canada. When I say pesticides, that's a pretty broad brush. Catherine Seeley is part of a group of organizations that are studying and consulting with government on pesticide use, and you're particularly concerned about pesticides being used on lawns.
Yes, that's right, Bill, on lawns and gardens. The Canadian Cancer Society and 17 other organizations are calling on the BC government to pass province-wide cosmetic pesticide legislation which would ban the use and sale of pesticides on lawns and gardens and non-agricultural landscaping. So we're not referring to pesticides used for forestry purposes or for agricultural purposes.
You're accepting the need for pesticides in those places or those jurisdictions?
We're not necessarily accepting the need. We're saying that we're not calling for a ban on those jurisdictions. On those jurisdictions, the Canadian Cancer Society recommends that pesticides be used at least amount possible.
And Lauren Hepworth, president of Crop Life Canada, what is your organization? First of all, who do you represent?
Crop Life Canada is a trade association that represents the manufacturers and distributors of pesticides here in Canada. And pesticides includes herbicides for control of weeds, insecticides for control of insects, rodenticides for control of rats and rodents, those kinds of things, as well as fungicides for disease, those kinds of products.
Catherine Seeley, why do you want the products banned when it comes to lawns and gardens?
The Canadian Cancer Society is guided by the precautionary principle in this instance. There is enough evidence that shows that some substances and pesticides are linked to cancers. Those cancers include both adult and childhood cancers, adult and child leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, brain, kidney, prostate, and lung cancers. So we are asking the government to take precautionary measures when these products are unnecessary. Safe and effective alternatives exist. There's the potential to cause harm. There's absolutely no benefit to their use. Children are more vulnerable. And so we're saying there is enough evidence to take precaution and ban the use and sale of lawn and garden pesticides. And we're buoyed by 17 other provincial health and environmental organizations, such as the Canadian Breast Cancer Foundation, the Canadian Association of Physicians for the Environment, the David Suzuki Foundation, Greenpeace, Toxic Free Canada, the Lung Association. As well, we know that 76% of British Columbians also support cosmetic pesticide legislation, as well as the Union of British Columbia Municipalities, who for the past 2 years have passed resolutions calling on the provincial government to act on this issue.
Mr. Hepworth, why do we need pesticides on things like gardens and lawns?
Well, I think people do want to look after their properties. There's cases where the pesticides are needed to control diseases, mosquitoes that can carry West Nile virus, for example. But at the end of the day, people do see benefit in, when needed, having access to these kinds of tools. I mean, people do take enjoyment in their lawns, in maintaining their trees, in maintaining vegetable gardens and flower gardens. Restaurateurs do need them to control rats and rodents and those kinds of things that can jeopardize sanitary food preparation, those kinds of things. So people do see value in these products. Now, I accept that there are some who do not wish to use them, and that's their choice and that's their right. But there are many, many people who do see value in them. And furthermore, they do want to be assured that they can, if used like pharmaceuticals, according to label directions, they can be safely used. And that's where the 350 experts that work at Health Canada and the Pest Management Regulatory Agency come into play. That's all they do every day of the week. And I hear what Catherine is saying about these other groups, but and their view on pesticides. But the reality is, when it comes to cancer, the Pest Management Regulatory Agency has weighed in on this. They look at all these studies. They require exhaustive numbers of studies to make sure that when pesticides are used properly and according to label direction, that there is no unacceptable risk of cancer or for that many any other health impact.
Shouldn't it be enough that the information be made available, that that warnings be issued, that labeling be done properly, and let consumers make their choices. Many people, I suspect, make the choice today not to use pesticides on their gardens and lawns.
Yeah, and we respect that there are some who do not want to use them, but for those people who do want to protect their lawns and their gardens and their trees, should have the right to use Health Canada registered and approved products when necessary.
But the other side of that question would be, why is it so important to have a weed-free lawn?
Well, for some individuals, they do want to have that nice turf. There's lots of scientific rationale for having a good thatch in your lawn, whether it's the cooling effect, the conservation, the noise deadening. It's safer for your children to play on in sports field. It makes a hard pan surface is not necessarily a safe surface to play on. So there's many people who do see that as a benefit to their property and to their family. And like I said, for those who do not wish to have that, then that's their right too.
Catherine Seeley?
You do not need to use chemical pesticides on your lawn and garden to have a nice lawn. In 1993, the town of Hudson's, Quebec, adopted a pesticide bylaw, which ultimately went all the way to the Supreme Court of Canada. And the Supreme Court of Canada said that municipalities have the right to adopt pesticide bylaws on private lands and on municipal lands. And since then, the lawns and gardens are blossoming in Hudson's, Quebec, as well as 28 other municipalities around BC have found that pesticides do not prevent a lawn from growing nicely. Port Moody has been pesticide-free on its lawns and gardens in the city for 20 years, and their lawns and gardens are growing just fine, and as well the city of Grand Forks. I appreciate what Mr. Hepworth has said about the Pesticide Management Regulatory Agency. However, those studies come from industry. They're old. They're based on studies that are done on rats. They don't look at all the chemicals and combinations. They simply look at the active ingredient. And it just reminds me of back in the 60s when industry said to the Health Canada and the doctors that were saying there's some instances or some occasions where tobacco is causing cancer, and everyone said, oh, isn't that junk science? And now we know, of course, it took 30 years to start banning smoking in public places, and we now know no longer is it junk science. How much more evidence do we need? Not much, I say, and it's time for the BC government to now pass legislation.
I have to take a break. When I come back, I welcome your calls, questions, comments, 604-280-9898. Would you support a ban on pesticides for lawns and gardens? Back after a break with your calls.
Today at 12:30, CKNW presents The Christy Clark Show.
On today's Christy Clark Show, car crashes are the number one killer of young people aged 13 to 25 here in BC. And one in five new drivers are involved in a crash within the first 2 years of driving. Tune in as our parenting expert Paul McClellan shares his advice for your teen.
The Christy Clark Show, today at 12:30 on CKNW News Talk 980.
I need lots of money, and I don't know what to do.
Making your home equity work for you.
I want a kitchen reno, and I don't know what to do.
Making your home equity work for you.
I want to start a business and consolidate my debts.
Okay, I get it. If I own my home, they'll lend me the money. But please, stop the jingle.
Your home equity.
You promised.
Alpine Credits.
Go to alpinecredits.ca for your money today.
Now, Fly the Flag, brought to you by your locally owned Canadian Tire. Coming up, two Canadians do their country proud.
This February, Vancouver will be a sea of red and white, and you will be making the waves. Visit your Lower Mainland Canadian Tire to pick up your Canadian car flag for just $9.99 and join the thousands strong to wave on Canada. Plus, $4.50 from every flag will go to Jumpstart, supporting Lower Mainland youth sports. Wave on Canada with your Canadian car flag, available now at your locally owned Canadian Tire.
The Canadian spirit is dignity. Salt Lake City, 2002. Jamie Soleil and David Peltier skate the perfect long program.
Well, the crowd has made its choice. The standing ovation.
Simply perfect.
Only to be disappointed.
How did that happen?
The placement, look at this.
How did that happen?
No!
They won that program. I there's not a doubt in anyone in the place except for maybe a few judges. That will be debated forever.
Second place.
Debated forever.
With dignity and grace, the two Canadians rise to their feet and salute the crowd. Fly the flag, brought to you by your locally owned Canadian Tire, where you can pick up your Canadian car flag to wave on Canada.
Vancouver, this month, busy doesn't even begin to describe it. So you're invited to Calm. On over and experience Victoria. Click to tourismvictoria.com right now for information on Victoria Vacations. Comfy accommodation and relaxation await you in beautiful Victoria. Discover nature and history, fine wines, delectable meals, and romantic strolls. Consider this your invitation to Calm. On over to Victoria. Find your getaway today at tourismvictoria.com.
Get born, get slapped now, get to school, be good at sports, always look cool, lift weights, be strong, know how to fight, stay out late, but be polite now. Find a nice girl who'll say, I do, then have three kids who look just like you. Rake the leaves from the hedge and mow the yard. Honey, can you open this jar? You've reached a stage where you feel at ease. You've come this far and it wasn't a breeze. You can take on anything, of course you can, because you're a man.
Now that you're all grown up, it's time for some comfort. At last, there's a Dove for Men. Introducing Dove Men Plus Care, for skin as comfortable as you are.
The 21st Olympic Winter Games in 2010 are awarded to the city of Vancouver.
We're going all the way, let me tell you.
I'm so excited.
You can feel the energy.
CKNW. Team Canada.
Get ready for the world.
You're listening to The Bill Good Show on the Chorus Radio Network. Once again, here is Bill Good.
Catherine Seeley is manager of public issues with the Canadian Cancer Society, BC Yukon. She would like to see the BC government impose a ban on pesticides when it comes to lawns and gardens. Lauren Hepworth is the president of Crop Life Canada. Crop Life represents the manufacturers, developers, and distributors of pest control products. He clearly opposes the ban. I'm curious to hear what you think. Anne, hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
I'm happy if they do a ban because we lost our 17-year-old to cancer. And so many kids have cancer now. It's the pesticides in the lawns. And even if you allow the neighbor to do it, the pesticides travel over. So it's not safe. It's deadly.
Do you have any way of knowing or linking your son's tragic death to pesticides?
Just by the type that he had and what that pesticide causes.
Mr. Hepworth?
Well, as I said earlier, and I feel for the woman losing a son, but in the case of pesticides and health impacts, whether it be cancer or any other health impact, as I said earlier, it's not a matter of taking my word for it or the industry's word for it. The Health Canada, the Pest Management Regulatory Agency, requires studies relative to any potential impact, including cancer. It's not only that they require that, the Environmental Protection Agency of the U.S. does the same thing, as well as other regulatory agencies around the world. And unlike what Catherine was saying, these tests and making sure modern science is brought to the testing is, in fact, the reality. This isn't using old tests, and as you mentioned, sort of paid for industry. The reality is the industry does pay for them. The tests are set by Health Canada, and this is very similar to the way it's done for pharmaceuticals. It's not just the active ingredient that's required to be tested by Health Canada. The end product has to meet the safety assessment. She mentioned there, you know, it's a combination product, you know, more than one active ingredient. That they take that into consideration. And finally, as I said earlier, it's not some old test. In fact, by law, these products are required to be reevaluated every 15 years. And more than that, if there's some reason to believe that there's some new impact that needs to be taken into consideration, there actually can be a special review. So I think used properly, as Health Canada says, they can bring the benefits you people want and make sure there is non-acceptable risk.
Every 15 years, you said?
At a minimum, every 15 years, and if there's something that shows up in the literature or in incident reporting that would suggest it should be reviewed immediately, then there's a provision in the law to do that.
Margaret, good morning.
Yes,
Yes, I feel sorry for that lady, but there's also pesticides on all the fruit and vegetables if you don't wash it as well that you can get it from. But we live on an acre in Langley. We have probably a quarter acre of gravel, that ornamental gravel that surrounds a large area of our lawns, and we're in our late 60s. I mean, there's no way. We spot when we spray our weeds, and we don't do the whole thing. If there's certain parts in the gravel, you go out, and you've got your gloves, your mask, but it's not flying all over. You don't do it in a wind. You do take precautions.
So you would not support a ban?
Oh, I'd be dead. There's no way you couldn't look after the property. I mean, in the new places now where they have these little tiny yards, that's fine for someone to get out, but there's a lot of large areas that, you know, we have 400 column trees going around the property. But again, everything we do is spot. It's not like spreading on weed and feed and all that. If there's a weed or something that you in the gravel, you must. There's just no way you cannot, but you must take precautions.
Catherine Seeley?
To the caller's point about feeling the need to use a pesticide, I would say there are many alternative products out there and there are alternative practices. So to the average lawn and garden owner, they can plant native plants, they can aerate, they can overseed, they can water thoroughly but infrequently. They can allow the grass to grow a bit higher so that it crowds out the weeds. The alternative products, there are corn glutens, vinegars, soaps, and beneficial insects that she could bring onto her lawn and garden. I would actually strongly recommend that she actually look into calling someone who does use natural practices and natural products. To the caller's point about the label, that's interesting to me because the label is, for many, very difficult to find, let alone open. I remember actually being in Minister Barry Penner's offices, and we actually had a hard time locating the label, finding the label, opening it, and let alone reading it. And for all the people in this province whose eyesight is getting very poor like mine, it's very hard to read. Most people don't read the label, let alone use the safety equipment like masks, goggles, and gloves.
Dave, good morning.
Hi. Yes, I have two very quick comments. First of all, when we're doing, as a homeowner, my home is my single biggest investment. If a pest is destroying my trees or making cracks in my patio, causing them to break apart, I don't consider that a cosmetic use. That's a structural use. I'm trying to maintain my property. When I paint the trim around my house or I stain my deck, this is maintaining my property. If we're going to ban cosmetic pesticides, we might as well ban all of the household products that we routinely use to maintain our home. Why are we treating one group of chemical products different than the other?
Well, I'm not sure we are. We've taken the lead out of paint, for example. Would that be a fair comparison, Mr. Hepworth?
I can't speak for paint, but I think his point is a good one, that people do want to look after their properties. And in some instances, that is using paint that I presume is safe, stains that I presume are safe, and certainly allows you to use pesticides, Health Canada approved pesticides for use to control weeds and insects and disease. And I think the point that the lady makes about careful proper use, in other words, she spot sprays, and not out there on a windy day, is exactly all about proper use and what we call integrated pest management. I mean, you're not going to go and spray the whole lawn with pesticides if you've only got a few patches. And for some senior citizens, it's not easy to go out there and be pulling up a lot of weeds when you can use a very safe product and use it properly.
Joey, good morning.
Oh, hi, Bill. My name's Joey. My company is Greener Ever After, and I do commercial ground maintenance, and I've got Costco's and a few other stores. About a year and a half ago, you know, like all good ideas, I came home one day and my wife says, "You're going organic." So
you're going organic?
I've gone organic. So it's organic maintenance. So what I've done for about a year was experimenting in my backyard, got everything sectioned off, what works, some home remedies. Then I tried them on some of my sites, and I'm telling you, it was night and day. When the lady called about large areas that they couldn't maintain. No. When I've got just commercial sites and they're all 100% organic, it is easily possible. I think what people have to get around is just changing their habits. I mean, because if they just want to spray something in order to get rid of a dandelion, and like your guest said, corn gluten, vinegar, salt, all these things work great. You open your cupboard with a little bit of research, a lot of the products are there. and there's no reason why you can't use them. They work great. And now that I'm at the sites, because every time I used to spray, I would get these weird looks from people that, you know, they're about to kill me. And then when I tell them what's actually being put down, you know, they're saying, why didn't somebody tell us that? Why can't we do that?
Joey, I have to break for the news headlines. We're flat out of time. My thanks to Lauren Hepworth and Catherine Seeley. Just before we go, Catherine Seeley, is this consultation process has been going on mostly online?
Mostly online for the last 5 weeks. I'd like callers to know that it the deadline is of Monday, so we have five more days. If you'd like to make your views heard, please go to www.cancer.ca/BC/advocate to send an email to the BC government.
We are counting down to the Olympic Games. There are always great stories around the Games.